Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in on a nice little thirsty Thursday. Crack them if you got them. Let's talk sports here for about 5 hours. General at your service at East. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup here at Master Control 75 and 635 at the Lakeside Studios. You got Woolchuck and Schiafalo, and you have Austin Nix coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Thanks for downloading that Odyssey app. So you always got us in your pocket. Instant rewind functionality, podcast-style playlist. Right there, you can go to any segment that you might have missed from throughout the day. Tolo's best friend right there, the Odyssey app, boys. How we doing?
Great.
Pretty good?
Great, yeah.
Wonderful. I mean, my gosh, shout out to your guy Chris the Greek and Burger House.
Yeah, Chris Canellis. Bringing some Burger House pie for us today.
Oh, my gosh. That was unreal.
The best Oreo milkshake I've ever had. Mm. You know, the problem with these Oreo milkshakes and Blizzards, I'm sure you're all very familiar, there's not enough Oreo in them.
Yep. Yeah, the ratio.
You know, this thing, there was like rocks of Oreo that had settled at the bottom that were too big for the straw.
That's a wonderful finish at the end of that.
That was
right?
A slurp. Yeah.
It was like, good gravy. I've found it.
Did you drink it out or did
yes.
you have to spoon it out?
I drank it out. That's how we finished the Oreo milkshake. So salute to Chris.
Delightful. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Chris, Brian's friends growing up.
Yep, absolutely. A couple of WT White Longhorn guys. So, yeah, the Greek is an outstanding guy. And I was talking about that place, Burger House, 1951, they opened the doors on that place. And Chris and his family has been a big, big part of that over the years. So if you're so inclined to have a really, really good burger, hit the Burger House.
Delicious.
Man. It is very old school. And I'll tell you what, man, it is a very reasonably priced burger, too. You'll get a lot of food for onion rings, fries, tater tots. They've got the whole nine yards at that place.
Yeah, salute to Chris for swinging by the studio. That was a very pleasant surprise.
Thank you, man.
Oof. Okay, thank you, Brian, for setting that up. One more day off for your Texas Rangers. They'll be back in action tomorrow in Atlanta, pregame at 5:30. And between now and August 3rd, I think the biggest question is, you know, who are the bullpen arms the Rangers are going to add? Are they going to get an eighth-inning guy to set up lats? I think that's mandatory. Their offense, does it feel like it's stabilized? They're 21st in the big leagues right now. They're a third of a run short of average. You know, maybe 24 and 25 was defined by post-World Series offensive power outage, hangover, whatever you want to say it is. Mm-hmm. But I think over the last month, and we saw signs of it even before then, but guys are getting back to at least playing like their career expectations would predict.
Yeah, look, I mean, clearly what Josh Young's done, I think Nimmo has had some highs and lows this year, but he seems like he was starting to get hot leading into the break. Berger also has kind of found a little bit
Peterson.
Of stability.
Yeah,
Jock Peterson, my gosh, what a way to get back to the player that he was when they signed him.
We were just so unlucky to have so many guys going through their career slump, the biggest one they're going to have over the same 24-month period. And I think this is a little bit more back to reality. It's still not a good offense. An offense that's going to let you down a big time a couple of times per month, mm-hmm. and at least once or twice per week are going to be like, wow, you know, we just didn't have it tonight. But I think this is more like realistic expectation, and mm-hmm. that's what I'm telling Ray if I'm CY.
Yeah, and especially the Wyatt Langford factor. you know, and him coming back and being as dominant as he was coming off the injury and going into the All-Star break. If he can be that version of himself for the rest of the year and really be the catalyst in the lineup, and then you have enough guys that on any given night can give you something. So, yeah, I think you're starting to move into a world where you're decently confident about the overall offense and what it's going to be bringing to the table.
Still need to get this pitching staff right. Cal Quantrill's going to be on the hill tomorrow. Mackenzie Gore Saturday. And the Sunday starter, is this still TBA?
TBA. They're going to monitor and see how DeGrom's feeling. The hope is he can probably go on Sunday, but they'll kind of stand by and see how that glute, that little booty's doing.
We need the we need first half Nationals Mackenzie Gore from 2024 and 2025 to snap in and have like 2 months of ace. And I think that's realistic. You know, every year that he's pitched, he's gone on a run where he looked like he might be the hottest thing in baseball. And that's why he was the number one prospect at one point. That's why CY was willing to trade so many prospects for him. But I'd say right now the most interesting thing is the deadline and how committed Ray Davis is with so much money to spend. He has spent to win, you know.
Yes.
He has made me eat crow by calling him Scrooge McDavis, swimming in his silos of gold coins. That was him up until about 3 years ago. And then not only did he pay to bring the World Series in, but the next 2 years he went over the luxury tax threshold. He's resetting this year, but bro, you don't have to reset by $70 million. You know, he is tying CY's yeah. arm behind his back. I would say being two games over kind of sets you up pretty good. But here's the deal. The Astros are 27-20 since their cold start. You know, they started 20-31. Since then, Houston's been one of the better teams over a near 50-game sample. Now, last night, they made the trade. Lance McCullers going to Milwaukee and another arm going to Milwaukee. But it's not a sign that they're taking a step back. This was actually them freeing up roster spots and giving themselves a little bit more financial flexibility as they look at the deadline coming up August 3rd. The numbers all have the Mariners as a pretty strong favorite to win this division.
Yes.
Jimmy sent me the updated numbers from Bet Online. They got Mariners at 4-5 to win and the Rangers at 3-2. To win. So that's -125 to +150. So the best roster in the division is in Seattle. The Astros are preparing and have been one of the hottest teams in the American League over the last 47 games. I think we need this front office to fortify things in a significant way with an outfielder that can hit and at least one reliever if you want to be serious about, you know, and the opportunity to win the division's there. You know, but once again, the story is going to go to this off and on again spender of an owner that you had, you know, and in their early days, he went out and got us Prince Fielder and Shin-Soo Chu, and that didn't work. So he didn't spend money until Seager and Simeon, you know, and hopefully we're not going into a gulf. I think this is a pivotal type of opportunity. And, you know, after the Rangers won their World Series in 2023, CY said, what you do next defines what you are. Mm-hmm. You know, you can win one, you know, but if you want to have a great organization, if you want to win multiples over the course of a, you know, short period of time, then this is where, especially in today's game, the ownership has to make a significant commitment. And I think he kind of tried, you know, he kind of tried to give us that. It's not like he went full cheapskate, but I'm just worried that right now he might be. This is a litmus test type of situation for our owner here coming up in a few weeks.
And I think it's one of those things where if you just look at how the deadline might shape up, if you really want to acquire a bullpen arm or whatever it is, it's going to probably be a bidding war for a select few available players, because I don't know how many teams are legit going to say, we're sellers here. You've got the Tigers, you've got the Royals, you've got the Angels in the American League, but otherwise it's pretty much the Mets and the Rockies and the Giants. Maybe the Padres say, hey, we're going to sell. But you've got everybody, for the most part, that probably can convince themselves, like, we got a chance
yeah.
to be a wild card team in the American League. So, you know, is Detroit, is Oakland, or I should say the A's, is Boston, are they actually going to end up selling here? You might end up being competing with the Yankees, with the White Sox, the Guardians, all these other teams to feel good about where they are to try and get the one or two legit bullpen arms that are available.
Yeah, and, you know, it is a supply and demand situation. I hope they're at least do their due diligence to try to make this happen. I think ultimately there's enough players in Major League Baseball that if you really want to get something done and you're willing to overpay a little bit to try to take advantage of a situation, it is usually there for the taking. Check this out. Rangers have the 8th best odds to win the World Series.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty cool. It's 25-1 if you want to throw a few bucks on that. The Open Championship is underway in England. The British Open, if you will. Argentinian golfer Matteo Pulcini birdied 18 in front of the English fans.
Oh, no.
Then hit the Enzo Fernandez goal celebration from yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
As the still devastated English fans had salt poured into their wounds. This is similar to the pain that, you know, you felt in 2011 as a Rangers fan, feeling like you'd done it against St. Louis, and then they rip your hearts out and then win the World Series the next night. Maybe it's even worse because you hadn't done it since 1966. But that's the kind of personal sports hell England finds themselves in today. So hug your local Englishman.
That is nice insult to injury. I do like the stones of that guy to just go with it.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to. I'd want to be like trusting food sources. You know, water sources. Yeah. This is prime for a food poisoning right now.
Yeah, that's true. Now you're going to be looking over your shoulder.
You come onto our island and start dancing like that right here.
He's missing the cut for sure tomorrow, right?
Yeah, somebody's probably going to.
He's going to get sabotaged along the way.
Scotty.
We're going to steal his yardage book.
Scotty Scheffler. Yeah. The sabotage is going to be afoot. Scotty Scheffler went 268 this morning. So he's definitely in the
missed
mix.
Missed the cut last week at the Scottish Open. First time in 4 years.
Jordan Spieth could miss the cut. He went 3 over 73. I don't know where it's going to settle in at. Do they have a projected cut yet? Are we still too early for that?
That's tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow would probably be your projected cut right now.
Jackson Suber.
Yeah.
The American with a 65. He's got your lead right now, 5 under par. Daniel Brown, Sung J.M. at 4 under.
You know, watching the Open Championship's always fun because the golfers get stances like I have when I play golf. Like the left foot is like violently out of position, you know. I mean, like the way the fairways, I mean, even they can hit good shots and you're still like, oh, I got this shot. Watch it. Yeah, you take your right foot, you put it, you know, no, you put your knee down and then you kind of put your other foot, you know. It's just, you hit so many weird shots at this place, but you have to have a really creative mind to play the Open, and at the end of the day, the champion will be that guy.
Royal Birkdale.
Yep.
Well,
the 154th edition of this, by the way. I've drank out of the claret jug before.
What were you drinking?
Yeah. Beer.
How'd that come about?
That's pretty George freaking Spieth. Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, that's he had right. It, yeah, had it around. We all got to take
nice.
a drink out of the claret jug. It's pretty wild. They fill it up. I think it's 2.5 beers going that thing. I think that's what fills that thing.
How much beer's worth did you drink, you think?
I took a big slug of it.
Nice.
And you never get the chance. I mean, if you ever get a chance to drink out of the Stanley Cup or these places, you got to do that, right?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, there's no way, Dawson.
Sports bucket list.
But the fact you hadn't had a drink in almost 10 years, you're a pass on that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That's an absolute pass. But I'd throw some NA in there, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Wouldn't mind. I'll get some kind of 0.0 working.
Yeah.
Now, if a local team, if the USA would win a World Cup and I could have some sort of beverage there, sure. Cowboys, I mean, as exciting as that would be, I don't think that would be beer worthy. I think maybe World Cup championship is the only thing.
Is that the only sporting event?
Cowboys, I'm sorry, you don't think Cowboys would be beer worthy, bro?
Not for me. No,
what's your power rankings?
That we sit in.
What's your beer drinking power rankings right now? You're out of retirement power rankings.
A rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah. Or burn the boats, whichever you want to do.
I mean, some kind of terminal diagnosis. I probably have a beer.
Oh, yeah,
diagnosis. So Walter White here. Huh?
I think it's just the USA World Cup, and it's probably only that because I know it'll never happen in my lifetime.
Fair enough. Yeah, I feel bad about asking you to even do that. It's like you've made it so far. You've done so well. People will text him and be like, no, Dawson, don't ever do that.
I'm going to see this. Your daughters are getting married.
You really think the floodgates would just totally open for you?
I don't. Like, I have a high degree of confidence with that. But people that have walked the life longer than I have and have seen things that I haven't say don't do it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so I'm just going to defer to their.
You don't want to tempt the devil on that one, huh?
No, nah, but I'm pretty sure, you know.
No toast? Like when your daughters get married, no toast? No.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, like, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a college graduation sip.
Number one, two times in a row toast? I'm telling you, man.
Rising tide.
She gets a scholarship. She gets a soccer scholarship to North Carolina. You got to have a beer on that one, don't you?
Maybe.
I guess you kind of survived a scare that one time already. Didn't you go to an event, like a Babe Loskowitz deal?
Yeah.
And you had something that...
Like, 2 years in, here's the thing. I drank a Michelob Ultra thinking it was a Texas Select NA.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. They had a similar wrapping, and I pulled it out of the mini fridge.
Yeah, sure it did.
Wife looks over at me as I'm laying in bed saying, honey, did you go back to drinking? And I was like, what are you talking? What? Right?
Oh, God.
I guess I did.
How'd that get here?
Yeah, and then I was at an event for Babe Chasing Loffenberg.
Chasing barbiturates after that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Back in the streets.
But yeah, then just a few years ago, I had like a half a shot of like a espresso
martini kind of thing.
Espresso martini shot. Maybe.
That sounds awesome.
And it was an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident. And by the time it hit my taste buds, I knew
you were in trouble.
Oh, this is booze. Yeah. Right.
Everything became a little bit brighter.
I got a little in. Yeah, baby, we're back.
I felt the early signs of
Can
that
I get
warm
a bigger
glow
version of this place
coming over me.
Wolverine coming out of the water. I'm back.
Yeah, someday. But probably not someday soon. Who knows?
Ron will coach
really.
You up. It'll be okay. You'll learn from Ron.
Okay, we got the champ coming up on the other side. Then the top 10 at 220. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Well, we were talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the nicknames yesterday. Top 10 athlete nicknames of all time. I found a list that just came out today. Let's do that next. 877-881-1053.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think's the best?
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Woolchuk's top 10 here in just a second. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Dave Raymond's coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll talk Rangers with him. We go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius has your champ.
All right, going for four today at 5:30. Stick around because I do have some John Blaze for that one right there. But going for four is our very own Mike Bassick. Broadcasting for the Texas Rangers on the television side of the game right now. And I love his enthusiasm for the team. He is willing to do anything to keep Wyatt Langford in the lineup.
Wyatt, what can I do? What can we do as Ranger fans to keep you healthy the rest of this season?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing everything I can, so that's my goal. I want to play every single game for the rest of the year.
All right, well, I'm going to go home and get on my knees for you because, man, do we need Wyatt Lang for the rest of this season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know, man. It sounds like I do know what I need, but I don't want to tell you. I don't know.
I'm going to get on my knees for you.
A lot going on in that clip.
Wow.
We got to get Dave Raymond's perspective of that moment.
Very much, yes.
At 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that cut could probably live in infamy. You know, I think it sounds G-bag of the year worthy to me.
Yeah.
I know by the time we get there, there'll be 15 or 20, you know, solid candidates that could get the job done. I just want to know if Mike's out there listening or if he's intentionally avoiding this segment out of shame and embarrassment.
Yeah, I don't think he's proud of it. Didn't you talk to him afterwards, Wolchuk?
Well, yeah. I mean, I texted him because I think, Brian, you hit us up also in that G-bag text, and I was listening as well, and I sent the quote to Mike and was like, did you really mean to say this? And he said, I regretted it as soon as it came out of my mouth. I should have just said, I'll be praying for you.
Yeah.
I made a mistake. It's like, well, you'll be on G-bag of the day, Mikey. Thank you.
This is me off to no end.
He is a man of God.
He is.
That basic.
I think
you
he's going to hop on with KNC tomorrow at the card show. I think he's going to be out there, so maybe we'll get some info from him on it.
His first time addressing the controversy.
Yeah. Follow-up, possibly, on the doorstep to five-time status once again.
Not his first controversy. This one's probably better than the last one.
No, indeed not. Tune in 5:30 tonight, see if Bassett can make it four. Here's Wolchuk with his top 10.
Oh, I love you, Mike. All right, the Rangers, by the way, just came out with their schedule for 2027. And they'll be opening the season, if I'm reading this right, and there's a possibility I'm not, in Houston. They're going to start the season March 27th in Houston against the Stros, or excuse me, the 25th. Thursday, the 25th.
Or the 21st. I can't really read this right.
The 21st would be a Sunday. They're not playing, man. I think the 25th. I've got it here. So at Houston to open up the season. And looking forward to that.
I wonder if Major League Baseball is doing something where they're trying to get all the teams in their own like state area.
Looks like, I mean, yeah, because they're starting off with the Astros, like, the Mariners, and then the A's. So they're opening it up. AL West, bam.
Right off the bam.
Right out of the gates, and then they'll play Tampa, Chicago, the Cubbies, Cincinnati. They'll get some of the Midwest squads in there. But Houston to open up the season in 2027, March the 25th. And I believe that will be a road game. So they'll start off on the road. Home opener will be against the Athletics, which will be April the 1st. April the 1st.
How close are we to being Las Vegas A's? Are we getting close to that stadium opening up yet?
Is that 2028? I think maybe another year.
We're still digging.
Maybe another year.
Okay.
But they are doing a great job building these stadiums. I mean, the Bills one went up super fast. It looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. They've got the Bisons up now in the front there. And we were talking about the tickets for that home opener they've got are just crazy. It's almost like as expensive as this World Cup final we've got going on Sunday. Over $8K for that bad boy.
Yeah, 2028 for Vegas.
Okay. Let's talk.
I probably could have looked that up for you, Eric, but appreciate that.
I got you, man.
Greatest athlete nicknames of all time, 877-881-1053. This is debated. I think that, you know, there's plenty of lists out there for this. This is a new one that I found today. Some of the honorable mentions on here, I'm like, damn, this one didn't crack the top 10 because there are some incredible nicknames that we've had over the years. Of course, yesterday we had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and we went through all of his, Milk Chamberlain, and I don't even know the guy's real name anymore. It's just, I just know him as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I just.
Robbie Avila.
Yeah, Robbie Avila. Avila. There we go.
Thank you.
Robbie Shaquille Avila. Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Patrick Chewing.
Patrick Chewing.
There's some names for that boy.
Yeah. King James.
I like Larry Nerd. That was funny.
Yeah, Larry Nerd is good. Yeah. Larry Nerd is good. King James was an honorable mention. He's the last one on here at 36. I got the top 36. The Juice was listed on here. OJ
Simpson.
How about the Walrus? Do you know who the Walrus was?
Craig Stadler.
Andy Reid.
Yes.
Andy Reid's a good one, too.
But he looks like Andy. He does. Mm-hmm. Craig Stadler's facial hair, you see a Walrus. Golf hasn't always had the best nicknames, but the Walrus is probably their best.
I liked Will the Thrill for Will Clark.
Will the Thrill's good.
Thought that was great.
I'll tell you why I'm effing not coaching. No effing toughness in this game anymore.
No effing toughness.
These effers don't believe in an effing thing that you effing want to do. Well, you don't want to coach? Well, yeah, I don't want to effing coach. You seen these effing guys line up every day? None of them care. None of them effing care about anything out there.
They don't, dude.
These kids, man. The more serious you get, the more they take it unserious.
Oh, they're out of here, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no 2027 NMLB season anyway from the 443. That's actually a depressing thought. And most likely, if we have a lockout,
that's true. Good call.
It won't even matter. That's a good point. The Nigerian Nightmare getting Texan from the 469.
That's Christian Okoye.
Yep.
Right? All right.
The Solution, which is pretty badass. Shout out to Ezekiel Duran. Black Mamba from the 903. Ben
the
Jarvis.
Black Mamba.
I did love this from the 817. This is a good callback. Remember Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the law firm of Ben Jarvis Green Ellis?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
That was good. The Girthquake from the
716. Girthquake will always be the best one. That'd be my favorite one.
The Fridge.
They call me fat when I came on the air.
I did a radio show the first time I got here, and they basically called me fat.
Gavin Dawson.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Sorry, buddy. You're just girthy as hell.
I kind of like the nickname.
Yeah, Brzezinski's like, yeah, that's a good nickname, actually. Yeah.
I kind of like the nickname.
I liked when Folliwell used to call Dirk the tall baller from the G.
Yeah. That's a badass.
That is a good one.
Dirk had some cool nicknames.
The Diggler.
Yeah.
He hate me.
Ghostface Driller, right?
Ghostface Driller.
Yeah, Ghostface Driller's
good. That's really good.
Dennis the Menace, Dennis Rodman. The Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
Yeah. How about the bus?
The bus is iconic. Yeah, that's
good.
Bus
is good.
Go park that bus. Ask England how they feel about it.
God dang it.
The Mailman.
The Mailman, yeah.
Always delivered.
The Greek Freak. It's pretty good.
Oh, it's great.
The Answer, AI.
Especially with how freaky he's proven to be over the course of the years.
Pistol Pete Maravich.
There you go.
Oh, Pistol Pete. Yes. Wow, that's not a top tenner?
Not a top tenner.
Dang, dude.
The Crime Dog, Fred McGriff.
What those old, what were those commercials back in the day? Tom Amansky.
Yeah, it's Tom Amansky.
Tom Amansky throw the ball into a trash can.
Fundamentals. Fred McGriff there with the generic blue hat.
He had that hat. It's like he filled up at like a Shell station. They gave him a free hat, you know? Hey, yeah. Fred, here, have this foam
That's
hat.
Right. Because they had the McGruff houses. I remember those growing up. Like, you could put a little picture
the
of
crime
the dog.
Dog.
Yes.
Crime
and,
dog.
And, like, if you were in trouble or something, that meant that's a house that you can go to. But that did that not backfire?
Take a bite out of crime, kids.
I feel like that would backfire. You're going to have bad people put a McGruff sign up. Maybe they had to be vetted.
I don't know if you had to be vetted to get a... But yeah, that was a cool bit. You'd see those commercials on TV, the crime dog.
They'd be pointing at you. Yeah. Like, you suck at baseball.
It's like a safe haven house.
He's always pointing at you like, all right, Fred, I'll buy it. All
if
right.
you're lost, hey, show up to a McGruff house. The Refrigerator. Yeah. Refrigerator Perry. Mm-hmm. The Iron Horse.
Lou Gehrig.
That's pretty badass. Mm-hmm. The Say Hey Kid. Willie Mays. Just not in the top 10. I can't believe it.
Willie Mays didn't make top 10?
No.
How about the Human Highlight Reel?
That's epic.
That's our guy, Dominique Wilkins.
Dominique Wilkins.
White Chocolate.
Jason Williams?
Mm-hmm. Dr. J. Hey, Dr. J.
Jarvis Irvins?
Hey, take a picture of this. Showtime.
Showtime.
For Showtime, Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, okay.
AKA Showtime, yeah. Stone Cold, Steve Austin.
This
picture that they have of him right behind Kurt Angle is not safe for work. They should probably redo that.
For who?
For Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then it's the face that Kurt Angle is making. And you've got Stone Cold standing right behind him. Something bizarre looks like it is going on.
They're both wearing cowboy hats.
Yes, they are. The Kid, Kenny Griffey Jr. Yeah, very much so.
It's a poster for a movie.
The Dream, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, Hakeem the Dream is incredible.
Yeah,
dude.
It's a good one.
Air Jordan, Megatron.
Yeah, Air Jordan. Air Jordan didn't make the list?
Not in the top 10. He's 15.
Jeez. Oh,
The Hebrew Hammer.
Oh, Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun. That's your guy, dude.
I got the Hebrew Hammers as my fantasy football name. Diesel or Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu.
Hebrew Hammer is ahead of Air Jordan?
Yeah, by one spot.
Okay.
What do you got against the Hebrew Hammers, man? Come on.
I've just never heard of it.
What's better, the Hebrew Hammers or the Matzo Ballers?
Yeah, I like the Matzo Ballers a lot. Does anybody have...
Larry the Lotke.
Larry Lotkes.
Does anybody have more nicknames than Shaq, though? I mean, Shaq has to have the most.
The Big Shamrock, the Big Cactus.
Big Will Fundamental.
Chambernese, Shaq Daddy, the Big Aristotle.
Big Aristotle, yeah.
The Big Aristotle, is that your favorite one?
Big Aristotle's
pretty good.
Pretty fantastic. I mean, I think of the first one I would think was Shaq Diesel.
Yeah, Shaq Diesel's the one.
Diesel's the one.
That's creme de la creme, bro.
But it was like, it's golly, just, he was bouncing around from so many different cities. Like, he ended up accumulating a million of them.
And so many different side jobs. He would name himself after the side jobs.
Yeah, he's at every commercial.
And then Primetime or Neon Dion.
That's a good one.
Oh,
where's my man Randy Johnson at the Big Unit?
That's in the top 10. He tracked the baby.
My man, his name Randy Johnson and his Big Unit? Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty epic.
Somebody was thinking.
The Minister of Defense at number 10. Shout out to Reggie White.
Oh, yes.
The Big Hurt.
That's
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas.
At 9. 8 is the Black Mamba. R.I.P.
Kobe.
The greatest or the Louisville Lip, Muhammad Ali. Chocolate Thunder comes in at 6.
Daryl Dawkins.
Yeah. 5, the Round Mound of Rebound.
Charles Barkley.
Absolutely. That's iconic. The Big Unit at 4.
There you go,
Lucius. Randy Johnson. Mr. October.
Reggie Jackson.
Number 3. Number 2, we've got the Great Bambino.
George Herman Ruth.
Also known as the Sultan of Swat. And I kind of think the Sultan of Swat is cooler.
Yeah,
I think Babe is fly.
Just Babe.
I mean, his name is George.
Yeah.
He called him Babe.
Yeah.
Number 1, though.
Yeah, grown man calling him Babe.
Yeah, so Babe.
The greatest nickname.
Let's go drink some beers.
For any athlete, according to this list, is the great one for Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky.
No reference to the playmaker or the manster. For Randy White.
Yeah, the playmaker's really strong, dude.
The playmaker's incredible.
903 Marion the Barbarian.
Marion the Barbarian's
so good.
R.I.P., yeah.
Did Emmitt Smith not have any nicknames?
Deuce.
But Walter Payton really. Was Sweetness.
Yeah, Sweetness deserves
Sweetness
some love.
Sweetness is good. Yeah. Captain America for Roger Staubach. That's pretty epic.
That's a good one, yeah.
Tiger White Shoes Johnson. Or Billy White Shoes Johnson from the 817.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
Tiger White.
Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe.
I think
really
he was just saying Tiger, like Tiger Woods. Yeah. Then White Shoes Johnson.
Okay.
The Stilt.
What's Tiger's name?
Eldrick.
Okay.
I'd go by Tiger, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Eldrick, and I'm like 6.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever met anybody named Eldrick. If anybody Blues listening Brothers. Is named Eldrick, text in. Was there a Blues Brother?
I think it was Jake and is it Elwood? What was it? Elwood?
Yeah. Elwood sounds right.
Is it Elwood or Elwood? It wasn't Elrod. Yeah.
Getting love Eldrick. For the Custodian.
Oh, the Custodian's great. Brian Cardinal.
And getting love for the Interruptosaurus Rex. That's a good ender. Thank you, old Chuck.
Thank you.
Top 10 in the books once again. Dave Raymond coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll talk Rangers baseball with Dave. Maybe talk some TV streaming for you. But what have we got coming up next, Eric? Newsbag Nation, where we have even more food we cannot eat in America right now, plus hog ties and angry grandmas next year. And then,
do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime with experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nation. But
all righty, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We have Cowboys news coming up at 3:20. Talk about all that content from now through training camp, through the season, every afternoon, 3:20, Cowboys news, then Krusty's Corner at 3:40. Right now, it's time for a news bag with the Chief.
Yes, sir, lots going on around the world. Let's get to it right after this.
You're rolling with the News Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Unfortunate situation for a poker player who claims he was hog-tied and robbed of his World Series of Poker winnings at his Las Vegas Airbnb.
I don't know how to hog-tie nobody.
I don't know.
R. Kelly said when he was being pressed.
Oh, is that right? Cool.
They said I hog-tie somebody. I don't know how to hog-tie nobody.
Trust me, I would if I knew how. I just simply don't have the skill set for it. But apparently these alleged robbers did know how. Now, this guy was only 218th in the World Series of Poker main event, but that still awarded him just under $60,000. And so he goes ahead and he gets his winnings. He puts them in the backpack. He gets back to his Airbnb, and then he gets mobbed by a group of burglars that clearly had him identified as somebody who was going to be walking around with some cheddar here.
Been tracking him.
And so what they did was, he says, I was hogtied and stuck there for a while trying to escape. But what they did after they tied him down and they were looking for where the money was, they put like glass dishes on his body so that if he moved or tried to escape, they'd be able to hear the glass break. I thought that was like an interesting little twist and idea for the robbers. And
pretty clever.
It is pretty clever.
Not their first robbery.
No, definitely not. He's been there. They've been there, done that. So
he's got this from a casino or he got this from a game?
This was from the World Series of Poker main event.
Okay.
So I don't know how they do the payouts there, if that's just your run-of-the-mill casino.
You go to the cage, okay. A lot of times they have a special window for you.
Okay. So maybe somebody's just watching them. I was thinking for a second, hey, was somebody else in on this?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Go get our money back.
Right. Yeah, no, this was an above-board World Series of Poker competition that you had some robbers trying to take advantage. So, it's kind of surprising. You think they would go, like, did they just identify who they felt like was the weakest link? Or because they didn't go for the biggest winner. It wasn't like, hey, let's wait to find the person who's going to, like, this guy was 218th in the competition. Now, again, it's still 60K, roughly.
Yeah.
It's a good little haul. But he was the mark.
At some point, like, people are going to be so careful with it, or at some point, like, this is going to have to be a money wire because everybody at the final table wins at least $1 million. You know, they're not going to load that backpack up with all those stacks. So maybe there's a cutoff. So you're waiting for somebody who's sort of a loner. Doesn't have a big group of friends around him, staying alone.
Mm-hmm.
Make this as easy as possible. If you do your homework, you could probably, you know, find some pretty easy marks. I've never felt comfortable walking out of any gambling environment with any amount of money. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I'm walking with people. I'm constantly looking over my shoulder. I'm going directly to my car and starting it and going.
And you got $150.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I lost most of it.
Yeah, it is a little.
But
that
there
is
are desperate people hanging around casinos for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, they know what the deal is. So good luck to that guy. We'll see if they could end up finding the robbers here. Now, this is a pretty cool story. Oregon teen buys Lakers jacket for $3 at Goodwill. Discovers it could be worth $250,000.
Isn't that a dream? You just purchase something from
like a Wilt Chamberlain warm-up jacket?
That's what crazy. That's what this is.
Yeah.
That's what this is. He's just floating through a Goodwill. He finds a cool Lakers jacket that's clearly sort of retro. Doesn't really think much of it, but once he gets home and starts doing some research on it and then gets it into the hands of some people that would really know, they're like, yeah, this could go for $250,000.
Jeez.
So now he's getting that thing at it's up for auction right now. And as of a few hours ago, the current high bid was $20K, but they're saying it could end up reaching anywhere between $150K and $250K by the time the auction ends. What a come up right there. Just floating through a Goodwill, and you end up getting Goodwilled.
Yeah, well played. It's an interesting business idea. Like, if you got the time, a group of friends of mine in Portland used to do this, actually, and they called this particular Goodwill center the Bins.
So they would be like, do you want to go sift through the bins?
That's where the gold is, because everything's super cheap there.
And they would pull stuff out and then try to put it on eBay.
Yeah.
And, you know, make $200-$300 at times.
Yeah, you really can clean up. Like, if you have an eye for a particular type of product that you know sells well, maybe it's sports memorabilia, or it could be anything. It could be antiques or just something that most people would look at and think is stupid. There's a section of the universe that considers that a highly valuable piece.
Unreal.
And so you can, you can absolutely clean up in a big way. Now, we know about the parasite that is taking over America right now, and we're having to avoid certain foods. We can add another one to the list. Here's ABC News with a new FDA recall.
The FDA announced a recall of more than 735,000 packages of Pillsbury bread rolls due to possible glass contamination. According to the agency's report, the recall affects two types of Pillsbury bread rolls, hard roll dough and Kaiser roll dough. The affected products were sold in 19 states across the country and have a Best Buy date of October 12th or 13th.
Okay, so when I first saw the Pillsbury headline, I didn't know which specific products. And you guys know, I told this to you off the air last week or something, I've been crushing the Pillsbury blueberry crumble cookies.
Right.
That's right. They're as electric of a cookie that I've ever consumed. And it was an accident. My mom was thinking she was buying chocolate chip cookies, screwed up, bought the blueberry ones, and then we're like, well, we'll just, you know, we'll give them a shot. And turns out, it might be the greatest cookie I've ever eaten. And it's just your run-of-the-mill Pillsbury dough. You get it out, you set it on the tray, throw it in the oven for a few minutes, and bang. And I think it's the greatest cookie I've ever eaten. So when I saw Pillsbury, I'm going, oh no, I have been eating glass for the last 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Turns out it's some other more specific products. It's not their blueberry crumble cookies, which all I can do is highly recommend it for every single human being out there.
Right, if you're eating glass.
Dude, shards can be...
Tiny.
Shards can be
it's
tiny.
Not gonna,
it's a way
gonna
of poisoning people, actually.
Oh, my
gosh. You powder
gosh.
It up, you put it in their food, and they die from internal bleeding.
Oh, that is lethal.
Yeah. Really, I saw that on The Sopranos or something.
Can you imagine? Sick. Is there someone in the world right now that's been stricken with the explosive parasite, and it's glass that's coming out of their backside?
Oh, my goodness.
Because they're a Pillsbury lover? I mean, there could be... The one in a million person who's fighting both of those right now. Explosive glass diarrhea. And I just, my
That's
heart goes out
hell.
To that individual.
And they're about to die.
Really, really.
You haven't really been a glass eater since the E-Hammer days, is what I understand.
that's exactly right. And that goes many, many years back. Now, finally, we'll close things down here with a Florida woman situation. But this is not your typical Florida woman situation.
Doesn't involve meth?
It does not involve meth, and it doesn't involve her doing anything innately
naked.
Wrong.
Okay.
Or naked, at least to some extent. She's 76 years old.
Okay.
And she received a new license plate from the Sunshine State. And she was off put because the license plate is capital SQZ A55. And so when you read it on the license plate, it reads like an abbreviated version of squeeze ass.
Okay.
She doesn't like that.
It's random?
It's random.
Wow.
Yeah, it's random. And so she's put up a huge stink about it, and she went on CBS Miami to let her thoughts be known.
I don't think a woman that lives in a senior community that's going to be 77 years old next month will be driving around with what this plate has to say.
I just say, lighten up, Granny.
Thank you.
Like, come on.
Wow. Yeah.
This is probably fun fodder for everyone else at the senior living home. Your grandkids probably can't get enough of it. They're probably trying to take it off of your car and put it on theirs.
Yeah.
And she's making it a big deal. I'm surprised, though, because every year we get the list of custom license plates. That, like, if someone customized a squeeze-ass license plate, I think they're hitting the deny button on you.
100%.
But here, all of a sudden, yes, what do you think I said?
No, just I like the name.
Oh, okay. Very good.
I think they should accept that.
You're
cruising around and you see a squeeze-ass license plate.
I tend to
agree. You squeeze mine, I squeeze yours.
Yeah, so Nancy's not happy about it.
Do you think they have people sitting around like evaluating license plates like, nah.
They do.
Nah.
Well, like, that one doesn't pass the sniff test.
Come here.
Yeah.
You can't like swear
on this and tell me what you think.
This guy's saying the F word on here.
Do you think?
I'm sure there's some people that have tried.
So they have evaluators, huh?
I'm guessing.
Like your job's evaluating what these plates say?
I think they're really only doing it with the custos that come in. The custos that people are trying to get for their personal vehicle, and they're really looking hard at those. Because they know everybody's doing bits.
Yeah.
But for the run-of-the-mill one, they're probably not. They didn't think the SQZ A55 would squeeze ass. But Nancy knew immediately.
Damn right, Nancy.
She's not here for it.
She's got a game.
News bag in the books. If you're in the hill country, I believe you should be getting to high ground.
Yeah.
They have flood warnings going on. You see all this rain they had down there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, and we got poor air quality. We got smoke in the air going on everywhere.
Dystopian landscape.
Even here, right now, in DFW, they're recommending to stay inside because the air quality is so poor.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Well, get to high ground. Keep it locked here. We'll be back with more hours of sports for you. Dave
into
Raymond.
The Pimp Cup we go.
Rangers broadcaster joins you next year in the nation.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.